This week, we'll be discussing the Southern African python, which is South Africa's largest snake. It's an amazing snake, which we're really lucky to have in the province. However, the python is in a bit of danger. They are still common in some parts of KwaZulu-Natal, especially up in northern parts of the province, often in protected areas, and actually they occur in the parts of the Midlands and down the south coast, but again, mostly in protected areas or very bushy areas. Where they do coexist with people, it's not usually a peaceful coexistence. These snakes are unfortunately hunted and killed frequently. They're used for traditional medicine, for muti, they're eaten, and sometimes people want their skins for a handbag or decoration, which is really sad. In some parts, they've been wiped out. For example, in the Palmit Nature Reserve in Westville in Durban, they used to occur there. I remember seeing photos of massive ones being carried by four or five people. Those are gone. They're not in that reserve anymore. One hasn't been seen for years and years. And yeah, unfortunately, they've been hunted out. It's really, really sad. And where they do occur with people, they, especially if people keep chickens, they are always in chicken coops. I don't know how many pythons I've caught in chicken cages, chicken coops. They love it. It's just KFC. You know, they can't say no to that. Smell wafts through the air and it's just irresistible for the pythons. So unfortunately also when they do come and eat someone's chickens, they get killed. Occasionally they may take other pets as well. It's a large snake and yeah, a lot is fair game. People also worry about children and family, but there hasn't been a confirmed case of a python eating somebody in quite some time. None that I've heard of, at least with proof. It is actually illegal to kill this snake. It's a protected species, a threatened and protected species, tops. So yes, killing it is illegal. Sometimes also people catch them and just keep them as a pet. That is also illegal as well. You can be charged for that. So please, if you see the snake, leave it alone. Don't kill it, don't catch it. Same goes for any snake, really. Now, I really love pythons. I think they're amazing creatures. One thing I really admire about them is that the females are excellent mothers. Most snakes lay their eggs and move on, carry on with life. The python, however, is different. She protects her eggs. Usually they'll lay their eggs underground, like down an old warthog burrow, for example. They don't just leave them, they wrap around them and protect them until they hatch. I've had to remove a mother python and her eggs before. I can tell you now, it's quite terrifying. Very exciting for like someone like myself, but can be pretty terrifying because this time I had to remove a mother with eggs was in Belito in an estate, and she had laid her eggs and she had to go because the homeowner wasn't comfortable about a large snake living at his house and then having 40 plus babies hatching. Also, around the house were other houses being built, so there's a lot of construction going on, and that just wasn't a safe place for a python and babies. So we decided it's time to move it. Although we did want to leave it initially, we decided the best thing to do would be to move it. Oh, it was challenging. I mean, just the hissing sound that snake was making was quite incredible. Especially being in an enclosed area, it like echoes, it just makes it even louder. Oh, and it really got the adrenaline going. And she strikes repeatedly. You don't want to get bitten by a python. They're not venomous, thankfully. However, they do have rows of sharp teeth, sharp fangs. And if that latches onto you, that's going to cause some damage. It's going to rip you open. Not something you want to get bitten by. And we try to hold the head and basically lift up the body and scoop the eggs out. Because if we just yanked her out, it would flip the eggs over, and flipping over snake eggs is considered harmful to the egg. So we had to do this really carefully. So we'd lift the body up and then scoop the eggs out as carefully as possible. Eventually, after a long struggle, we eventually got all the eggs out and then we pulled her out, and she was a 4-meter female. The Southern African python, yeah, they do get to 4 meters plus. The biggest I've caught, I think I've had 2 or 3 that were both 4 meters long. A friend of mine in another province, I think in Limpopo or Mpumalanga, he captured a female python that was about 5 or 5.5 meters long and 56 kilograms. I saw photos of it. It was enormous. It looked like something out of the movies. Yeah, this female that we caught, we released and we took the eggs to an incubator, and they all hatched, and the babies were released as well in the same area where the mother was. Now, the mother wouldn't go and cry in the bushes and sulk and, well, not sulk, but the mother wouldn't go and cry and be heart sore because they're not emotionally attached to their babies like people are. It's more an instinctive behavior. It's instinctive. They protect their eggs. They know their eggs are gone and they have to carry on with life. I mean, the world is a dangerous place for a snake, no matter the size. They just focus on survival. Another really interesting aspect of that whole egg protection is that they also incubate their eggs. So a mother snake will go and lie up in the sun, get nice and warm, come back down the hole and wrap around her eggs and incubate them. I find that really fascinating. Yeah, they're remarkable mothers. Pythons are generally ambush predators, so they'll move slowly through the bush, and they'll often sit and wait by game paths. And when an animal comes walking along, it will snatch the animal, wrap its coils around really quickly, and in a flash, it will constrict its prey, and that's game over. Once a python's wrapped around a small antelope, for example, it's not gonna come back. That's it. I mean, if you feel a python, it's just muscle. It's an amazingly strong animal. But as I said, they're not hunting people. If you see a python in the wild, you're really, really lucky. Please just keep a safe distance away. Take a photo or video if you want to. It's always a treat to see one. Whenever I go into the bush, I'm always hoping to see a python. Because they're beautiful animals. They really are amazing too. So yeah, just keep a safe distance. Just enjoy the sighting. Don't worry about it coming after you. It won't do that. It's scared of you. I occasionally have to remove pythons from chicken coops, or actually it's just mostly chicken coops. And obviously securing the head end is important. But it's not just the head that we need to worry about with the python. The tail is possibly more dangerous than the head. So as I said, the head does not contain, it's not a venomous snake, doesn't contain venom, but it's got rows of sharp teeth. But the tail, they can spray poo everywhere. And it is disgusting. The smell of python, I don't know, it's kind of like rotten fish and some dead animal. It's not good. Like, it can turn my khaki pants from khaki to black in an instant, and it stinks. It's hard to get it out of your clothes, and even on your skin, it lasts a while. I remember once a friend and I were catching one in Enanda, where they're very common. I grabbed the head, he grabbed the tail, and it sprayed poo into his mouth. I was wondering why he disappeared. He had a bad night. That was not a great dessert. I think it was quite late at night, and he probably had dinner, and then I'm sure you would have preferred like some ice cream, not python poo. But the poo is not actually dangerous, it's just disgusting, and you just wash it off, but it's not going to kill anyone. But as I say, best thing is just leave them alone.